When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
She! It's she. Old school. We in the building.
And new school.
And the new school.
Yeah, I got new school.
You know,
here.
They used to have a group. We've been talking about music a little bit. And they had a group called Leaders of the New School.
That'd be
is
me.
That you?
That is
okay.
Me. I am new school. And I'm okay with that.
It's all good.
I want old school of my favorites, though.
This is the old school crew, but not the old school crew. DP and Jay are, well, Jay is on the way. DP had some business to take care of.
Doing DP things, as he does.
And so we're going to kind of cross over and take over. It's the block takeover of old school right now.
That's right.
But to start off the day, there's a lot going on, as always. Again, shout out to the family, the loved ones, all who are associated with Mickey Joseph. We give them their best. We're going to allow things to take its course and to work through the system as they should. We are not delving into any conversations and rumor mill that's out there. Yesterday, we on the block gave an affidavit that we had read, and that's what we're staying with and sticking with until more just information is available to us. But we do wish them well as a family, as Husker Nation, as here on the ticket as well, for we do have love for the Joseph family. Okay, now, let's talk a little bit NBA, man. I want to get into a little bit of NBA talk. Shout out to the Creighton Blue Jays and the Huskers who will be facing off at 3:30 at CHI.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'll be in the building for that one. It's must-see TV, but I will be inside there on Sunday to watch that. So get ready for that. Husker women, we're hoping that they are able to get it turned around. A little struggle for them this year to start off, but that's okay. Volleyball, we're wishing them well. They have not been able to get over the hump of Wisconsin, and Minnesota just seems to have their number. So we're going to see how they fare as they finish up the season and get into the conference tournament action and hopefully make another run as they did last year. So there's a lot of stuff going on, man. NFL talk, Bills get it done once again. I have been high on them. Josh Allen is one of my guys that I'm going with to lead the charge for the MVP race. Conference tournaments, conference championships are coming up.
Conference championship weekend. Jay will talk about that quite a bit.
As we approach. Yeah, that stuff is all approaching. So, yeah.
Also, news, Strick, Bryce says $2 night at Stars game tonight. I don't know what that means. Please elaborate, Bryce, because $2, if that's $2 beers, we might have to head over to the Stars game after this trick is what I'm going to be saying. And also, I'll go ahead and give this plug because I'll brag a little bit. The Stars have never lost when I've gone to the Icebox.
Really?
They're 4-0.
You got a strong record with it. Okay.
So they've never lost.
Go in there and get it.
So maybe I'll have to go get the Stars some luck. All right, go ahead. Keep it going.
So, yeah, we're gonna have a little segment that we're going to talk about. What are we going to call it?
$2 Bush Lights and PBR? Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay.
Look at him. Look at the hype that goes on right there.
My eyes just lit up. All right. Wow. I'm getting a little distracted. All right.
That's better than O Street?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. $2 beer, that gets you feeling right.
All right. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about a little bit of NBA, but all in right. What manner?
We're going to do a little bit of a new segment, Strick, and we're going to call it Contenders or Pretenders.
Ooh.
So we're about 20 games into the NBA season, which is kind of an intriguing spot to be in because this won't be the final standings, of course. Starting to shape out a little
bit.
Get a little bit of a better idea. So I'll go ahead and.
Well, let's
it
talk
off
about
you. You
really the shaping out real quick. Okay. I like what you're saying, but the shaping out, and this is what Nate is talking about, because the wealth of all of the stuff that Utah Jazz really have in their treasure box with draft picks with. Salary cap with all these different things that the Utah Jazz, they got off to a tremendous start, but they're kind of starting to fall where they
right.
should be.
And they
right
were
now,
sellers.
Right?
Yeah.
Portland Trail Blazers were also the same. I mean, at one point they were at the top tier, top three in the West. And now they found themselves right now on a 3-game losing streak. They've lost 2 of their last 8. So, I mean, they've only won 2 of their last 8. I'm sorry. And so they've fallen off the
Spurs, too.
They're on their way down. Mavericks are finding themselves on the outside looking in. When we've been talking about Luka as a potential trade and would he leave or MVP candidate, I just don't think on the outside looking in you can find him there. We've been talking about the Fakers. The Lakers. We've been talking about them, and they have been making their way up the ladder, trying to, if they can stay injury-free, without having injury, then they may be able to make a late run potentially, but I'm still there on the outside looking at it. Top contenders are still on the outside looking in on the NBA Eastern Conference. Right now, I still think the Eastern Conference. Say what you will, you know, Jokic, two-time MVP. He's got Denver rolling right now. 4-game win streak for them. Mm-hmm. Zion Williamson's looking to get things done down in Pelican land.
That's my boy.
He's balling right now. He's got them rolling a little bit, but I think he was a tremendous addition to what they already had down there. Mm-hmm. They already had some great talent, but. That's some of the things that we've been touching on, and we'll dig a little bit more on.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit, too. And Cam, stay with us. Cam's asking us an NFL question. We're going to get into NFL after this. We're going to break down some of the conferences and how they're shaping out, and we'll talk about the Bengals, too. So hang in there for a second. We're getting some NBA talk. So, Strick, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. So we're playing Contenders or Pretenders. This team, I know you've been high on this entire season. 6-4 in their last 10, plus 7-point differential. Your Cleveland Cavaliers now dropped a little bit, now sitting at 14-8, third in the Eastern Conference, as you call it. So I'll ask, contenders or pretenders?
Some of their losses have come to against some of the better teams. And what happens is this is where you get to really do a partial assessment on a team and where they may be able to go. When they go on those long Western road trips, that's where they're at.
Because every team's got
to
do it.
Every team's going to have to do it.
Yep.
This is Cleveland's turn. It's good that they're doing it early.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They'll probably have a smaller one as well, but it's good that they're doing it earlier in the season before you hit the later part of the season. So you're knocking that part of it out, and you can start to focus. When you're a young team like the Cleveland Cavaliers, for the most part, a lot of young assets. They took a lot of Brooklyn assets. They took a lot of other people. And then the addition of Mitchell to the team from the Jazz has just given them a solid one guard, leadership guard type of player, and gives them some stability there. So therefore, this stretch is going to teach them a lot. They're going to grow out of it. A loss against the Bucks, they come home against the Timberwolves, and then they hit the road, and they went out there and lost to the Warriors, lost to the Kings, lost to the Clippers. That was five straight.
That's what I'm saying. They're reeling a little bit, yeah.
But then on their way out the door, they hit the Lakers, beat them. They beat the Lakers before they started the tail off, and then they ended up winning four straight where they hit the Hornets, the Heat, the Hawks. Those are great wins. Let's be real about it for this young team. Not necessarily Hornets, but a reeling Heat. Hawks are an emerging team that's trying to rebuild their stuff, but then they also hit a Trailblazers team that's on their way down. Just can't seem to get over the hump against the Bucks.
Right.
And that's where I think that's going to be their issue. I just don't think that they can beat the Bucks or they can beat the Celtics, and so I think that's where they're going to fall short.
And I think that's why it's up for interpretation when you talk about contenders or pretenders, because I'd say that the Cavaliers, for Cavaliers' sake, or lack of better words, I would say that they're contenders. They might win a playoff series. They might make a splash in the Eastern Conference, but I wouldn't say they're an actual championship contender.
No. Not necessarily a championship contender, but yet a contender to make a little bit of noise, to make it tough on somebody. And look, I think for them, Nate, it would come down to matchup.
Yeah.
Like, if for some reason that Boston and Milwaukee don't end up 1-2, and, like, just say Boston or Milwaukee falls to 3, then I think
maybe make a splash.
If they end up 2, I think they can make a run. You know, I think it's going to come down to a matchup. You know, depending on who they would have to match up in a playoff series against, I just don't think they would have enough. I think with Drew Holiday and some of the defensive people that they have on their team, with Holiday to be able to match up with Mitchell, I think those would be a good series matchup for them. Garland, Connaughton, and, you know, just different guys that can really be scrappy on that side for Boston. For Milwaukee, the physicality there. Same thing with Boston. I think Boston has an answer for a Mitchell type in a series. So,
right.
You know,
and defending
Garland.
Eastern Conference champions too. So this is a good question on the text line. I want to ask it to you, Strick. I would say that we're both considering the Lakers pretenders right now. I don't see any way that you could consider them a contender. Maybe that'll change later on the season. I'm not sure. Texter says this: any team with LeBron on it going forward will never win a title.
Wow. I can see that. I can see that. I just don't I don't think now, unless LeBron, and he has, I think he's kind of taken himself aback a little bit. I mean, he does what he has to do he has to do it. I think if he's able to assess and take that role.
Maybe like a number two?
Number two.
A 1B.
I don't even think a 1B. I think if he was able to just kind of take a number two, he's shooting the ball a little bit better to where you wouldn't mind stretching. You would be able to take advantage of post opportunities with him, stretching the floor, his passing. He still can do that. He can still do it off the, break. And so he's still doing it at a pretty high level for his age. I'm just thinking where. Like, Sutter Heyman text line, help me. Where do you think would be an absolute good fit for an aging, elderly LeBron James trying to make a run? Which type of playoff team would you think would be a good fit for him? 402-464-5685. I can't see it right now, but help me.
It'd have to be a team with depth. And I'm going to throw you one out right here. And I always say they wouldn't do this. But to be entirely honest with you, Strick, I think Cleveland.
I don't.
I think if you were able to keep
you've
your
got pieces, 1A, 1-2. You got 1A, 1B, and Garland
but that's,
and him.
But that's my thing is I think LeBron would pass over Garland. I think we can all agree with that. If LeBron takes a backseat, not even really a backseat, but lets Donovan Mitchell do his thing.
Well, you know what that will remind you of?
Because Donovan Mitchell would be the number one.
Outside of Bosch, what that will remind you of is strong Miami teams. The thing that really got them over the extra hump was not necessarily the big three. It was the Ray Allen situation with that shooting.
Mike Miller, too.
And Mike Miller had tremendous shooting. So,
yeah.
I like Caris LeVert. And I would hate to have him to succumb to a LeBron James.
Instance. He would be the.
They would probably have to trade.
He'd
for
be
him.
Moved. I feel like move. He would be moved. Probably some picks, like maybe a Jarrett Allen.
But why?
But that's the thing. Exactly.
Yeah, why would you want to give up? You have a. I think you have a young group of guys that are like similar to where Boston was, right? I think Boston's emergence really happened with the ousting of Brooklyn last year. It seemed to me like there was a passing of the torch from Durant to Tatum. Yeah. And Tatum is
and
coming alive. Like,
and they were patient.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I think I see that. I think I see that's what it is now. I really don't see Brooklyn. I think they're a pretender.
Yeah, well, they're certainly a pretender. All right, Strick, a couple of answers on the text line. Let's see what you think. Cam says the Grizzlies.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
That'd be a
interesting
very random fit to put LeBron in Memphis.
Interesting, but hey, thanks for throwing that out. That you know, I did not in any fashion look at that one. That didn't even like pique my mind to think about that, but that would be crazy. That athleticism
would be
with
too. And you have a jaw. And Texter says this too. Dallas Mavericks. Could you imagine Luka's one, LeBron
Ooh.
Is two. The thing about that, it'd be interesting to see what Ooh. Kind of pieces they could have around them. Because the only thing I worry about the Mavericks is that you're a similar situation to the Lakers now. Great star power. You got Luka and LeBron James. Sign me up.
Where
you
the shooters
no
at? Where the shooters?
You don't have anyone
that can
shoot.
Yeah.
And you don't have any depth. So that would be interesting too. The YMCA Rec League has some great depth. And then Chase B says, I should go to the Stars game. Need all the support that we can get. And again, they've never lost when I'm in attendance. So maybe I will. I'll talk to Carly to see if we want to go to the, if we want to go to the game. All right, Strick, right before we take a break, the last one I want to ask you, contender or pretender, the Phoenix Suns. Are they ever going to get over the hump?
I mean, I think they're a contender, but I still don't think that.
Because they've been there
they've
for
been
what
there.
2-3 years now.
I still don't think that they're not
a championship team.
Nah, I could be wrong, but I still don't see them, you know, beating somebody out of the East. And I still think there's somebody in the West that can clip them.
That'll clip them. I don't know. We'll see it. Because again, Chris Paul's still chasing that ring. Still hasn't been able to get it. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back on Old School. Stay with us.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.